Cyr. In 1906, Samuel and Leonie Cyr decided to move west with their four children. They arrived in the Legal area, where Odious Saint-Jean treated them to Legal hospitality. After 6 months, the Cyr family bought some land and began a family tradition of farming. Samuel couldn't be in one place for too long. Consequently, the family would move often. Samuel was a jack of all trades. He was a mechanic, a farmer, a salesman, a trapper, and a gardener. The family spent time in Fort Kent, which is between Bonneville and Cold Lake, in Jussore, which is near Slave Lake, and in Edmonton before settling in Legal. Samuel and Leonie had 6 more children after they had settled in Legal. As a family, they cleared the land, and by 1923, they farmed 11 quarters. Roger, who is seen on the right side of the mural standing, was the last Cyr born in La Chute, Quebec in 1904 and left with his parents in 1906 to move to Legal. In 1932, he moved to Jussore, where he bought 2 hectares of land. Later that year, he married Maria Delaurier, who is seen on the right, seated, and together they had 8 children. In 1939, the couple bought the Cyr family farm near Legal from his father and lived there until 1973. Roger's father, Samuel, known as a visionary, could not have imagined what the farm would look like 3 generations later. As was common farming practice, the original Cyr farm was small, produced barley and wheat, which was harvested with horses, and numerous animals such as cows, chickens, and pigs were raised. To accommodate all of these animals, the farm building included a barn, a stable, and a chicken coop. In 1939, they passed the farm on to the new owners, Roger and Maria Cyr, who farmed until 1972. During this period, the farm evolved and increased in size. Canola and peas were added to the grain crops, and machinery gradually replaced horses. Specialization began at this time since the variety of animals was no longer viable. The Cyrs also added a large garden to their business, which supplied the local markets with fresh vegetables. Though they worked hard during the summer months, winter was hockey season. They would go to the lake a little north of their residence and scrape off the snow in preparation for the games. The love of hockey has since continued down the Cyr family tree, and they have remained avid hockey fanatics to this day. How do you show a family's wintry passion for hockey when the family's identity revolves around farming? To the artist's ingenuity, there is a hockey scene in the Cyr family plaque to highlight this passion, even in the midst of a warm summer's day. They taught their children the importance of hard work and play. The children's names are inscribed into wooden tokens between the landscape and portraits. Roger Cyr enjoyed carving and would spend days working on a single carving. He made toys for his children and other small items for himself. Small stumps lay tribute to Roger's hobby, with the individual trademarks of each child inscribed into each one. Rogel knits, Normand fixes, Bertrand drives, Donald reads, Remy farms, Claude cultivated potatoes, Guy cultivates, and Nicole sings. When Remy and Denise took over, the farming techniques continued to be specialized. As of 2008, the farm cultivates 7,500 acres of land each year. The garden is now gone, and the chickens are now an important part of the farm, with 1.2 million broiler chickens being produced annually. These chickens are sold to local chain restaurants like KFC and Swiss Chalet. Farm operation now transferred to his son, Martin. Anecdotes. Roger is a farmer by profession, but a hunter and fisher by nature. As soon as he had the chance to hunt, he was out of the house and in the woods. There is a deer painted in the fields to show this passion of nature and the hunt. Look closely at Roger's tie and you'll see a gold pin. His uncle, Emmaus Cyr, was more adventuresome than his father and left for the Klondike in 1898. He returned with gold and gave a nugget to his nephews, Roger and René.